This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so we're talking about how, you know, people that suffer from mental health issues are sitting in the ER longer than people having physical issues. And by the way, many people will come into the ER with physical issues, and it turns out to be a mental health issue. Oh, I'm having chest pain or having trouble breathing. Yeah, so we do the whole workup, making sure it's not cardiac in nature, and come to find out they were having a panic attack, which is very valid and good for them. I mean, always go to the ER if you are having chest pain and shortness of breath. But it makes you wonder, how much money can we save if we have appropriate mental health care? Right, so that we don't have to have people coming to the ER with panic attacks. We could have actual, you know, heart attacks getting those multi-$1,000 workups. Even though we'd like to prevent those as well. So we don't want you getting to the point where you have a panic attack. If I'm going to treat your anxiety, I am going to be really doing the best for you if I never let you get into that panic attack mode. Because it's dangerous if you're having a panic attack when you're driving, if you have a panic attack at work, etc. So, I think overall we have felt and we have discussed an underrepresentation of medical personnel in the psychiatric field. And, you know, I looked up to see how the numbers are looking, and we had a little bit of good news in 2015. They say the number of allopathic medical school students, so allopathic would be your MD schools, okay, so they only looked at this with the matching program. They said that they found that the number of students entering psychiatry increased by 13% in 2015 over 2014. Okay, now, overall, the amount of seniors, okay, so your senior medical students who go on to residency, the amount of seniors that graduate that choose psychiatry is only about 4%. So if you have a class of 100, only 4 are going to go into psychiatry. The majority are going to probably go into some primary care and be mixed among surgery, orthopedics, etc. Many people that go into internal medicine may later branch out to gastroenterology, neurology, dermatology. So that's why you see the majority of people end up going towards primary care. And we do need more primary care physicians. But the good news is in 2015, it went from 4.2% to 4.6%. So in 2015, they found 89 more students decide to select psychiatry, which is a huge number. And so when you look at the total numbers, by 2015, a total of 774 residents of all medical schools across the United States chose psychiatry. So that's promising. It's not enough. We still have a long way to go, but it's not promising. So why? Why don't more people want to go into psychiatry? Well, me personally, okay, I do a lot of psychology with patients. I love counseling. I love saying, you want to bring husband and we'll have a little marriage counseling session, okay? Or bring your girlfriend, okay? You know, we need to hash this out. Because I was trained in a program at the University of Nevada, Reno, that where the dean was a psychologist. And so we got an excellent psychological background, and we felt a lot more comfortable. But was there an allure Was there any excitement into devoting your whole life into psychiatry? And the one thing that really stands out to me when I was training is here I am, and you know, remember, okay, so medical school, right? So after high school, okay, you get through high school, then you go to college. And, you know, I was able to do college in 4 years. You know, still took a lot of AP courses, still took summer school, but I was able to do it in 4 years, which I hear now is a rarity. It usually takes about 5-6 years with all the credits you need. So you hammer through your 4 years of college, and now you're in medical school. And again, more book work, more studying, so much to learn, and it could be overwhelming, okay? So all of a sudden, you are out of the classroom, and you get to be in an operating room. Okay, for me, wow, that got my heart beating. I wanted to be in an OR. Please let me do surgery. Oh, please let me deliver a baby. I'd love to deliver a baby. Or you do your pediatric test, you got the little baby kids. There's all these little babies around, like, oh, look at the baby. Now, some students are like, I want nothing to do with babies. Keep little people away from me. Keep their moms away from me. Okay, you know, so sometimes you'll have some people that don't want kids. Or you'll have some people that do not want OB or do not want gynecology. And you'll have some people that go, look, you know what, I don't want blood, I don't want, you know. So, but for the most part, you're very exciting rotations, the ones that seem to be more fun, like the ones that I thought were very, very fun, were surgery. I loved surgery. I loved ER. I loved dermatology. I loved pediatrics. They were fun. So you have a fun rotation. A lot of times you go into that. There's a doctor in town, in my town, I like so much. He actually hated his family medicine rotation so badly that he went into neurology. He becomes a neurologist. He hates it so much he goes back to family medicine. So if your rotations are not fun, that could really influence some of your students. So what do I remember from psychiatry? I remember long hours. I remember my not being able to inject myself to help a lot of these patients. I felt like it was all, at the time, with this rotation, it was all on the medicines. And I didn't get to do a lot of the counseling. Well, you know, we did get to go to AA. We did get, and that I loved. But when I saw, you know, for me, I didn't find psychiatry that exciting. And I felt inept. I felt like I would be a better doctor doing pediatrics or doing family medicine or doing surgery. I felt that was more my groove, more my mojo. And so, maybe medical schools have to approach the way we do psychiatry differently. Because only 4% of people wanting to go into a field that is very needed, very fascinating. The psychiatric field's fascinating. It's very lucrative. Must be, they must not really be excited about it when they're going through training. 1-877-DR-FALLON, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Lee, I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so the CDC has made a recommendation now to all pregnant women who have either lived in, traveled to, or had unprotected sex with somebody who lived or traveled in Miami-Dade County since August 1 needs to be tested for the Zika virus. Let me repeat that. Anybody that has lived in Miami-Dade County, slept with anybody who lives in Miami-Dade County, traveled to or slept with somebody who traveled to and didn't use protection, Miami-Dade County needs to be tested for the Zika virus, according to the CDC. According to Dr. Lyle Peterson, director of the CDC's Division of Vector-Borne Diseases, our guidance today strengthens our travel advice and testing recommendations for pregnant women to further prevent the spread of the infection among those most vulnerable. The updated recommendations for Miami-Dade County come in response to last week's announcement by Florida Governor Rick Scott that total transmission of the virus was confirmed in Miami's Little River neighborhood, which is now the third Miami neighborhood where local transmission or non-travel-related cases have been confirmed. So you get that? Thus far, most of the American cases have been somebody traveling to Mexico or Colombia or Puerto Rico and being bit by a mosquito, coming back and living here in the United States while they had Zika, or having unprotected sex with somebody who had Zika, and so they become afflicted with Zika. Florida appears to be the only area thus far where there have been mosquitoes that have actually carried Zika to our American citizens and our residents and infected them. So those are local endemic cases, we call them. Now, as we know, Zika is very, very devastating. No surprise, no news with this. Still, microcephaly links, another possible link to microcephaly from Zika, has been confirmed by scientists. So it's a nasty virus, and it can affect people who aren't pregnant and cause neurological issues as well. Florida officials have said Zika was only being actively transmitted in two Miami neighborhoods, the 1 square mile area in Little River and a 4.5 square mile stretch in Miami Beach. Pregnant women should avoid travel to those areas, according to the CDC. So the CDC is now designating active transmission areas by the color red and cautionary areas where local transmission is considered to be at risk with the color yellow. Pregnant women, they said, should consider postponing travel to the rest of Miami-Dade, which are considered yellow areas. And for those people who are pregnant, have traveled to or had unprotected sex, or who have lived in or traveled to the 4.5 square mile area of Miami Beach since July 14th, should be tested for the virus. You need to think back. If you this summer was in Fort Lauderdale, you know, I don't want to say Fort Lauderdale, but if you went to, southern Florida, and you decided, you know, a lot of people go, no, I flew to Fort Lauderdale, so I'm fine. Did you take a trip to Miami when you went to Fort Lauderdale? Did you decide to go, well, yeah, actually we did. We drove to. That counts, people. That counts. Okay, it doesn't matter what your airline ticket or Southwest Airline confirmation email says about what city you went to. If you traveled to Miami Beach or the Miami-Dade County, that counts. Since July 14th, they're saying. The CDC has designated all of Miami-Dade County as an area where there has been local transmission, but not at the same intensity as in the areas where local transmission has been confirmed. So, what do you do? Well, you need to go to your doctor and you need to get, or your medical provider, and you need to get tested. They say Zika continues to pose a threat to pregnant women living in or traveling to Miami-Dade County. To date, there have been 184 locally transmitted cases of the virus in Florida, including 19 non-residents who became infected while visiting Florida, according to state health department figures. In addition, there are nearly now 800 travel-related cases in Florida per the figures show. So, to repeat, 184 locally transmitted cases of the virus thus far. Now, remember, that is a severe underestimation, because how many of us have been to Florida, we got bit by a mosquito, and we felt fine, you know, it was just a mosquito bite. How many of us have gotten tested? Okay, I haven't. I've been to Florida, and I've gotten bit by mosquitoes, and did I actually go and, you know, check to see if I had Zika? No, not yet. And so a lot of us that have gotten mosquito bites are like, look, you know, I'm not going to, there's only X amount of Zika tests. You know, we may not want to, you know, if we're not planning on getting pregnant, if we're not planning on having unprotected sex, we're like, you know, why, you know, utilize resources that are already scarce. We want to make sure pregnant women and, you know, people that need to be tested get tested. But unfortunately, with that thinking, we don't know the number of cases that actually occurred. So, anyway, on Thursday, the U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Sylvia Burwell is expected to travel to Cuba for the so-called Cuba Zika Summit, a regional meeting on surveillance and control strategies for Zika and other arboviruses. So, guys, just new recommendations. Again, if you're pregnant, you've lived in Miami-Dade, you've traveled there, you've slept with somebody who lived or traveled there this summer, you need to get checked. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also new news coming out of the CDC. They've been busy. These HPV Gardasil vaccines that we are supposed to start giving preteens to prevent them from getting human papillomavirus and later cervical cancer and genital warts. Now they're saying we could drop the three-shot dosing down to two. And maybe that'll increase compliance and increase interest in getting the shot. So the government yesterday quickly adopted a recommendation that preteens get two shots instead of three and space them further apart. Health officials hope that will boost the number of girls and boys who get vaccinated. It will be simpler now for parents to get their kids the HPV vaccine series. So basically what you used to do is you got a shot, then a month or two you got the second shot, and then 6 months later you got the third shot. Well, if, you know, those months, I mean, look how quickly the 6 months go when you're supposed to go back for a dental visit. You're like, really? It's been 6 months already? So unfortunately, when the shots are that close together, you have a lot of people forget. Or you have a lot of people that they just can't afford to go back to the doctor for another copay. Even though many times copays are waived for vaccines and well-child checks, unfortunately for some, no. Plus, the shot's expensive. It's an expensive vaccine. So what, you need to get three of them? So a lot of parents are like, I'm not going to be giving my 11-year-old boy or girl three shots when they're not having sex. I'll wait till they start having sex. Big mistake. Okay? How do you know your kid's not going to have sex when they're 14? My little Johnny would never think about sex. Look at what they're inundated with these days. Okay, so the reason why we recommend a preteen, approach to vaccinating kids is because we want to get them before they start having sex when they're teenagers. And it's a shame that that's what's happening. They say less than one-third of 13-year-old U.S. boys and girls have gotten three doses. Busy parents have struggled with the old schedule, which called for three trips to the doctor within 6 months. And so recent studies have shown that two doses of the current HPV vaccine, the Gardasil 9, work just as well in kids aged 9 to 14. And the FDA 2 weeks ago said it could be given in two doses. Now, get this. They said the two doses may work better when you space them 6 to 12 months apart. So, what you could do is you could have annual checkups when you see the kid at 11 and then see the kid at 12 years old, give the Gardasil vaccine then. And when the kid is 12, that's also when they get their pertussis booster. Their DTaP. So, I'm a family doctor. I'm pro-vaccine, but I get it. I get it. It's a lot. It's a lot of shots. I get that. And, you know, for any parent that's frustrated, I hear you. Okay, nobody is saying that this is fun. Nobody is saying that this is ideal. But, you know, what also scares me are men getting throat cancer. I mean, you know, I have two boys, and a lot of people say, look, you know, my boys aren't going to get cervical cancer, so why the heck should I be, you know, putting them through another few vaccines? Every time I vaccinate my kid, I'm putting the kid at risk. Well, these are very, very safe vaccines. I wouldn't be worried about the risk so much, but where you're wrong about, well, you know what, he's a boy, so he's not going to get cervical cancer. You know, he could get throat cancer. He could get genital warts. He could get penile cancer. So, yes, it does protect the boy. Generally, it's very interesting how usually people aren't really, you know, excited about the general welfare of people. You know, the idea of giving it to boys also is so then later, if a girl wasn't vaccinated, if that boy was, he's probably not going to give her HPV. But a lot of people aren't convinced when it comes to dragging your own child in there to get a vaccine or to spend that kind of money. So I get that. Okay? I would be a bad doctor if I didn't understand what the other side is thinking. I understand that. I get that. But there are other sorts of maladies that could occur if your son, later acquires HPV. So dropping it down to two shots is very good news. Dropping it to every 6 to 12 months to a 6 to 12 month schedule could be a lot easier for you guys. So hopefully this works for y'all. 1-877-DOCDALI.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so STDs are on the rise, and especially syphilis. Wow, syphilis has had the biggest spike. The syphilis rate rose most sharply by 19%. Apparently, there were more cases of STDs reported in the United States last year than ever before. Rates of chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, three of the most common STDs, grew for the second consecutive year, with sharper increases in the West than other regions. And while all three diseases are treatable with antibiotics, most cases continue to go undiagnosed, potentially causing infertility and other problems. The syphilis rate rose most sharply by 19%. Public health officials are particularly worried about an increase in the number of babies whose mothers are now passing syphilis on to them in utero. Unfortunately, a syphilis-infected baby could be a stillborn or possibly have infant death. So, this is a report from the CDC. So, all right, why the rise in STDs? Now, they say that young people, members of racial minorities, and men who have sex with men are the most at risk of getting an STD. Now, chlamydia rates are highest among 15 to 24-year-olds. They accounted for nearly two-thirds of diagnoses last year, especially among blacks, they said in this New York Times. While chlamydia disproportionately affects women, the rate of reported cases among men grew more sharply last year. Overall, the rate of reported cases grew by 5.9%. Now, chlamydia is the most common of the STDs that were reported to the CDC, even though now the most common STD is HPV. And we were just talking about the HPV vaccine. They say there are 1.5 million cases of chlamydia each year. Condoms, people, condoms. They say most of the new gonorrhea and syphilis cases were among gay men, although rates are climbing for women, too. They say public health officials are worried that gonorrhea is becoming resistant to some of the last antibiotics capable of treating it. We talked about that also. Although gonorrhea rates are highest among blacks, they have jumped over the last few years among whites and other ethnic groups. Syphilis rates increased among men and women in every region in the country. Very, very scary with syphilis. Most cases were among men who have sex with men, but the rate of syphilis diagnoses also increased by women by 27%. The rate of congenital syphilis, which we talk about that can kill babies, pass from pregnant women to their babies, up by 6%. So, public health officials think it's the Tinder effect. They said since the beginning, they say that it could be that, you know, more people now are able to find partners. It used to be very, very difficult to find partners. Okay, I mean, yeah, you can meet them in a bar, et cetera, but now you could go online. And these, you know, these websites are designed to allow you to very easily, find somebody even simply for sex. They also said the economic downturn could do that. More than half of state and local programs that provide testing and treatment for STDs have had budget cuts, according to the CDC. Also, why is anybody talking about Obamacare? Now that they've been promoting a wait and a longer time to screen people for pap smears, you're not getting these young kids tested for chlamydia. You see, when I was trained, as soon as somebody was sexually active, they got a pap smear. And in that pap smear, if they were under 26, we ran chlamydia on them. So your 14-year-old's got a chlamydia test, your 15-year-old's, etc. Okay? And because they went through the process of a pap smear and an STD test, I personally believe that it made a lot of girls think twice. Now, maybe it didn't curb their sexual activity, but maybe they thought more about wearing a condom. You know, well, this stunk. You know, I had to get a pap smear, and then I had to be screened for STDs, and, you know, I was, careless with protection. I don't want to get an STD. I got one. Looks like Dr. Dahlia said that I did have chlamydia, and I had to be treated, and, you know, wow, this is the real thing. Was the 2.5 minutes worth it? And so, and I'm not saying we use pap smears and doctor exams and medical exams to try to curb teen sex, but what I'm saying is we're screening more, and we may be allowing an opportunity for education. And when you have that opportunity to educate, you may be able to curb more sexual transmission. So, you know, now that we don't even, it doesn't matter if your 14-year-old had sex. She doesn't get a pap smear until she's 21. And so if she doesn't want to come into the medical provider to get counseling on good health habits, and many teenagers don't go to the doctor for their vaccines. Once their vaccines are done by age 12, they don't go. When are we educating this youth on STDs? Okay, I mean, hopefully the schools do, but is that enough? So they say also the rise of dating apps like Tinder could possibly be contributed to rising STD rates. Some local health departments believe there is a connection. They say the West is one of the biggest. They say Montana The number of gonorrhea cases reported in Montana doubled last year from 844 down from 434. In California, syphilis rose by 28% to 4,900 from 3,800. The South, however, still has the highest overall rates of chlamydia and gonorrhea. Louisiana had the highest rates of gonorrhea, 221 cases per 100,000 residents compared with 124 nationally. Syphilis also. California, Louisiana had the most babies born with syphilis last year, about 40% of the total. Now, one of our listeners wrote, her name is Lindy? Lindy. Doc Dolly, I'm new to the dating scene and need to teach you something, she writes. She says, men do not want to wear condoms. When you are on a date and it moves to a new base, when you ask if they have a condom, many say no. Do we stop? No. She says, you're a little old-fashioned. So, guys, I haven't dated now. I haven't been on the dating scene for 20 years. I'm hitting my 20th wedding anniversary with my husband. December. And so, I guess maybe 20 some years ago, it was very easy to say, did you bring condoms? You know, do you have condoms? I don't know what it's like to date now. And so, you guys teach me. I mean, is it now we've talked about this. We've talked about how many people aren't using condoms because it's so easy to treat an STD. Why go through the cost? Why go through the lack of spontaneity? And so many people are unfortunately foregoing the condoms. Don't, people. I mean, Lindy, if you're having sex with somebody or you're about to and they say they don't have a condom, you leave. You say goodbye. Okay, if you aren't going to put that sort of thought, I still think it's a little, so you're on a date and it immediately goes to sex. People have sex the first date these days. And yeah, maybe I am old-fashioned. Something so intimate and such an exchange of body fluids. Don't you want to know them a little bit more? Don't you want to make sure they can't give you cancer or give you a disease that could, neurologically really hurt you? Don't you want, or even kill you? Don't you want to know them a little bit more? And why are you guys trusting a little piece of latex? I mean, do you really, really trust a condom? I mean, personally, if you guys were on a date, I think one of the most romantic things to do is say, let's get our STD testing. I think it's very romantic because if you say that, then that means you want to have sex with them. So they should be like, okay, good. So, I'll get my STD testing. All right? And make them show you. I don't think that's unromantic at all. But, people, this is ridiculous. And then you're getting pregnant and your baby's getting syphilis. We have to show some responsibility. I understand that we are part of the animal kingdom. I talk about how deep down we are animals. Okay? I get that. Okay? But when it doesn't mean we have to conduct ourselves like animals. What are animals' longevity or life expectancy? Okay? Many times it's less. It's not because of an STD. Okay, I mean, if you want to live, long enough to see your grandchildren, you're going to have to make some wise choices. And if you just want to eat and drink and do drugs and just sit on the couch and have sex get high and you're probably not going to live as long as other people. And don't say, yeah, Dolly, but we'll enjoy our lives more. Really? I've had a hangover. That's not fun. Okay? I've had a bad sexual experience. That's not fun. Getting an STD isn't fun, people. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, The service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We are are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, many people that smoke marijuana pretty regularly appear to be more susceptible to bone fractures. So bad to the bone, yep, marijuana can be bad, but bad to the bone. Researchers also found that people in the city who use marijuana regularly tend to have thinner bones than people who did not use pot. If you have thinner bones, that may put you more at risk of osteoporosis, which is where your bones become brittle and fragile. So according to Dr. Stuart Ralston, a professor of rheumatology at the University of Edinburgh in Scotland, said a research has shown that heavy users of cannabis have quite a large reduction in bone density compared with non-users, and there is a real concern that this may put them at increased risk of developing osteoporosis and fractures later in life. In the study, the researchers looked at 170 people age 18 and older who smoked marijuana regularly and 114 people who have never used the drug. All of the participants were patients at a single general practice health facility, etc., in the UK. The researchers asked the participants if they used marijuana or any other drugs and whether they were at a fracture. So this was more of a survey type study. The researchers also asked the people about their diets to see how much calcium they consumed, because again, a good calcium-rich diet could play a role in bone health. Then what they did is the researchers checked their bone densities with certain x-rays. And it turned out that people who had smoked marijuana on 5,000 or more occasions in their lives had 5% lower bone density than those who had never smoked pot. Moreover, the regular marijuana users had experienced more fractures throughout their lives on average compared with the people who had never used marijuana. So, even though this isn't a cause and effect, there is possibly a link based on this one particular study. So, could it also be body mass index? Maybe, but here's the thing. They've been talking about how many pot smokers can be skinny. It doesn't necessarily have to mean that they are overweight. So we don't know why, but, to me, it would make a lot of sense if, rather than you breathing in oxygen, if you are taking a drag of something that taints the air that you're breathing, even though pollution could also, and there could be a nice study on pollution, see if people who've lived in big cities their whole lives have thinner bones. It could be difficult because a lot of people in big cities may walk more, to get to the subway, etc. So I don't know how that would work. I mean, a lot of New Yorkers, they walk a heck of a lot more than those of us in Las Vegas where we could take a car everywhere. So it's a more difficult study to do, but how I look at it is if oxygen or the air you're breathing, and of course a big component of it is oxygen, if your lungs have to work harder to deal with filtering out stuff that it doesn't want to get into your body, and your bones aren't getting proper oxygenation, your bones aren't going to be as healthy as they'd like. It's frustrating because as we are being more and more progressive with legalizing marijuana, and it looks like on the ballot many states have legalization of marijuana. I mean, they want to make money too. I mean, Colorado's doing very, very well. Increased tourism, we're going to see more and more people now go to marijuana. It may be a good thing in that maybe they'll use less pain medication, maybe they'll use less anxiety medication, and so maybe in the short term, we may not see we may see less healthcare dollars being spent. But what if this is true? And what if this does put you at risk for hip fractures and brittle bones later? Are we going to have a population of individuals who are disabled because of hip fractures, bone fractures, etc.? So this could unfortunately come back to haunt us. So 60% of Americans now say yes, that marijuana should be legal. Apparently, the poll from Gallup found that 60% of Americans now say that using marijuana should be legal. This is the highest level of support in 47 years. Back in 1969, when Gallup first surveyed Americans about whether they thought pot should be legal, only 12% said yes. I'm surprised how many. 12% back in 1969 said yes. During the 1980s and 1990s, support for legalizing pot hovered around 25%, but since the year 2000, support for legalizing marijuana is now the majority. The year 2013 marked the first time that more than 50% of Americans polled said they supported legalizing marijuana. And once Colorado and Washington voted to legalize it, I don't know how happy Colorado and Washington are if all the other states start doing it, because then they don't seem to get as much of the financial lift that they did. So right now we got California, Arizona, Massachusetts, Maine, and Nevada. voting on whether to legalize marijuana for recreational use. Currently, recreational marijuana is legal in four states, including the District of Columbia and the District of Columbia. So, what is the age range, according to Fox News, of people who support? Well, it looks like support for legalizing marijuana from the years 2005 to 2016 increased 33 percentage points among those adults age 18 to 34, compared to 26 percentage points among those age 35 to 54, 16 percentage points from those age 55 or older. Currently, 77% of adults age 18 to 34 support legalizing marijuana, compared with 45% of adults age 55 and older. What's very, very smart about putting marijuana on the ballot is you may have people absolutely disgusted with what's going on with the election and not wanting to vote for either candidate, but boy, are they going to want to vote for marijuana. So, you're definitely going to have a draw to the polls. They say Democrats are more likely to support legalizing pot than Republicans. 2016, 67% of Democrats said marijuana should be legal, compared to 42% of Republicans. Like I said, I'm for legalization of marijuana because I want to study it. What I am not for is legalizing it before we have the infrastructure ready. It's on the ballot in Nevada. I would really like to know, do we already have in place ways where we could prevent people under the influence from driving with slow reaction times? Do we have the infrastructure in place where we could take them off the road immediately and wait till they come down off their high, or wait till we figure out if the metabolites have been commutative and where the smoking one day and smoking 3 days prior and smoking 5 days prior doesn't cumulatively rise to a point where they didn't smoke that day when going to work, but they don't get pulled over for a DUI? Or do they, if they're under the influence? Do we have any of that already ironed out? Do we already have ironed out in the workplace what happens if you are, let's say, a doctor, and your nurse comes to work high? She injects the wrong injection or the wrong amount into your patient, and you fire her, but she sues you under the protection of the ADA because she was being treated for a quote-unquote medical condition, and we prevented her from being able to, we did not give her the appropriate accommodations, and we fired her for her using her medication. I mean, these are cases that are out there, and do we have mechanisms in place? Once we do, yes, I would love to legalize marijuana. I cannot wait to see what we could do from a scientific and medical standpoint with it. I would like to be able to study it more, and I think it will be able to help a lot of people with their lack of sleep, maybe with their insulin sensitivity. I think there's a lot of medicinal uses, but do not legalize it until you prove to us that we are prepared. If there's going to be increased fatalities like we're hearing reported out of Colorado, then hell to the no. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Many of you have asked, when is the worst day to have surgery? And people will say, anecdotally, Friday. We're finding there's a study saying no proof to that. They say people having elective surgery on Fridays are no more likely to die than people who undergo procedures any other day of the week. This is a large Canadian study. They say prior studies have shown a higher risk of death among patients opting for surgery on Fridays, really. But one British study found a 44% increase in death risk among patients who had surgery on Friday as compared to a Monday. And so Canadian investigators want to determine whether this weekday effect was real. If that study did prove that, one guess I had is it's not the Friday. It is there lack of staff in the hospital or lack of appropriate care being given on the weekend at the patient's home. Researchers examined close to 403,000 elective daytime surgical procedures performed by nearly 1,700 different surgeons at Ontario hospitals over a 10-year period from 2002 to 2012. They say surgeons who operate on Friday seem to be less experienced than those who operate on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. That makes no sense to me. Okay, you do surgery when you... Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
You are what you eat, No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.